Have you ever touched that spider silk?
What? You said that.
You know, that spider silk. That lump of spider silk that's been floating around.
I've touched spider silk, yes.
Have you? I haven't. That's like fancy.
What, like a web?
What, no, like they made, they injected spider DNA into like goats. I want to say. No, they either, they made some crazy fiber by injecting like modifying spider DNA so that their web is steel strength.
Their web is already stronger than steel.
Well, then I don't know.
They it's made like it. The strongest. I think you're thinking of them injecting it into some mammal that made bigger web or something. Because it's already the strongest thing.
No,
it is. It's stronger than everything.
It can't be stronger than like carbon fiber strands.
Definitely is.
No way. Because I can break it.
No, yeah, you can break it because it's so small. That's the only reason.
No, have you ever seen fishing line?
I've seen fishing
line. It's millions of times stronger than a spider web.
It's millions of times thicker than a spider web.
Touche. Warning, incoming question. Warning, incoming question.
I searched the internet for would you rather questions because I love my would you rathers.
We both love our would you rathers.
And I found some good ones.
Okay. Well, give me your best. No, your second best.
Okay. Here's the second best one. Would you rather have unlimited sushi for the rest of your life or unlimited tacos?
Tacos!
Really? I'd go with sushi.
Faux show.
I'd go with sushi.
You get sick of it.
I haven't yet. I eat it like every other day.
Well, no, tacos, they keep better.
It's unlimited, though. You don't have to have leftovers.
Yeah, you're right. You'd waste so much sushi.
I mean, maybe. The thing about both of these foods, though, is that they're both... there's a lot of variants of both.
Well, tacos can only go like three ways. There's probably... When I picture sushi, I only picture one thing, but I know there's like a way more vast... library of sushi that I haven't tapped into.
Even if it's just one form of sushi, like it can be treated so differently and the fish can be different and there's a million different fish.
Yeah.
But tacos, I feel like, I mean, no, they're both unlimited variety. It's almost like both of these foods are cheater foods to have an unlimited supply of because
no,
there's so much variety in both of them.
No. No. Sushi is too one lane. You're speaking like a sushi aficionado who, like, of course there's a million different ways you could have sushi. You never get sick of sushi. You just have to know what to pick off the menu, and you could have a different sushi every day of your life. No,
I agree with what you said.
It's raw sliced fish. It's all raw fish.
Some sushi is grilled or cooked.
Whatever.
Still sushi.
It's all fish.
It's all fish on rice for the most part.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
And cucumber and seaweed. You tell me you don't get sick of those?
I still think there's enough variety in it, and I just really love sushi. So I think I still go with sushi, but I understand the appeal of tacos because there's even greater variety, arguably, of tacos.
I think if I got the unlimited tacos and you got the unlimited sushi, like by day two, you'd want to switch, seeing all of my awesome tacos.
The other thing,
plus sometimes you're in the mood for a little crunch.
Yeah.
There's very few crunchy sushis. You can get like the deep fried maki rolls I've always been a fan of the crispy panko breaded sushis.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I mean, again, only so much of that you can stand.
What is, what's your favorite kind of taco?
You want to do taco power rankings a la Adam Carolla?
I don't know what that is.
Well, we're definitely doing it.
Okay.
So, well, if anybody's a fan of the Adam Carolla podcast, you will know that it's a hot point of contention on many episodes, the taco power ranking. He'll often have guests break down the taco power ranking.
Okay.
So it goes like this. You got your pork, you got your chicken, you got your beef.
Proteins. Got it.
Yeah. The scenario is generic taco place. Not your favorite taco place.
Not fancy tacos.
Not fancy tacos. Not like the specialty taco of town that's like, it's a fish taco, but they do it all crazy, so it's your favorite. No. It's got to be the average of every type, which yeah. is which is your favorite, second and third.
Beef, chicken, pork.
Okay. Acceptable. Had you ranked chicken first, the podcast would be over. So good save.
Why? Why do we hate chicken as the first one? Because it's an average taco? Because that's why I didn't put it first. I like chicken the best of those three meats in general.
So if you had your, like, the best taco you could think of would be a chicken one? If you
could make it
custom?
I don't know about that. But just those meats plain, I would pick chicken as my favorite of those meats.
So you're not a flavor man, per se.
I just think that I don't like... beef's good too, I guess. The thing I don't like about pork is the variety of texture of pork and the fat, the amount of fat that's in it.
Hmm.
I like that chicken is like straight up, you know what you're getting?
Consistent all the way through.
Yeah.
No nodular surprises.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hate those.
Okay, fair enough. So you take the texture safety over flavor.
Yeah, but I also put beef in front.
Okay.
Which is more flavor.
Right. Yeah, I think I have to agree with you that beef is at the top of my taco power ranking.
I also feel like it's the, if we're going to a like generic taco place, their beef taco is probably going to be the best one. Because it's like the default in a taco, isn't it?
You think so?
I mean, when you go through a Taco Bell and you say, just give me a taco... it's beef or true. Whatever their beef substitute is.
True, but maybe that's because we're, you know, beef is like the most readily available to us here in Canada. Like maybe the traditional taco, Mexican style, is more like pork oriented. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, me either. But that's why I put beef in front, because you had the stipulation of generic taco place.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's the solid reasoning I'd go with as well.
Do you agree with my ranking in general, or would you swap?
I might swap pork up to second place, because just, you know, it's a little more flavorful.
It's definitely more flavorful.
I like a red meat in my taco to, you know, offset. Like when you have the white meat of the chicken against the white of the tortilla, it's kind of seems wrong to me.
Is pork a red meat?
They say it's the other white meat, actually, but I've always considered it a red meat.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider it a red meat, but I mean, I'll take it. I don't know.
It's definitely like a light. It's like the rosé of meats.
That's fair.
But no one likes rosé, so that's also not fair. Actually, yeah. Rosé got really popular like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
again, for a while.
Wasn't it some rapper or...
DJ Khaled did a rosé.
Yeah.
And it was... flying off the shelves, but not because it was good.
Yeah, he brought it back.
Yeah.
But yeah, just on his name.
Yeah.
I did a wine tasting. Which,
who's your favorite? I mean, what's your favorite DJ Khaled song?
I can't name a DJ Khaled song.
Good, you passed again.
I don't know if that means I'm too old or just too out of touch.
You can name his rosé, but you can't name any of his musical work.
Yeah. I went to a wine tasting recently, and even at a wine tasting where all the wine is supposed to be quite good, the rosé was meh.
Like, what else can it be?
I don't think you could make a good rosé. I challenge the winemakers who listen to our podcast.
You've just sent out a huge call to arms.
Who knew our audience was mostly winemakers?
And rosé lovers at that.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Boomhauer from King of the Hill.
Don't dang, I'm talking to him about that.
Do you want to be on the show? You can do that. You just have to call our hotline and leave us a message and we'll play it.
Wham, you'll be a podcaster. Let's do a Star Trek question.
Okay. I know 1% of the things that you know about Star Trek, so that might be good.
That's fine. You know how they have those transporters? Like, beam me up, Scotty?
Yes. I do know those.
You've heard that one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. If that was a thing, would you do it?
Not the first person. I wouldn't be the tester.
No.
But definitely not.
That's just asking to be made into a dust.
Yeah. Or I picture a soup, but yeah.
Or like merged with a fly.
Oh. Well. I would absolutely do it if it was like as commonplace as it is in Star Trek, though.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Did you know that a lot of people consider the transporter a suicide machine?
I've heard this theory, yes. So it creates a copy of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're just killing your body and making a clone of yourself with your same memories.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That makes me more hesitant, but... Oh, man. Why you gotta go and make it scary?
Who's the train?
Would you do it?
No. No, man.
You would never use a teleporter?
It was only a couple years ago I made this decision that I would not. I used to think it was like an obvious yes. Like it opens up so many travel possibilities, but then I was like, oh, wait, no.
I just love that you said a couple of years ago you made the decision as if you sat down and you were like, okay, it's getting close to real real teleportation here. I have some real tough decisions to make with myself.
Well,
did you record this on video? Is it something you watch occasionally just to remind yourself of your pre-teleportation principles? Yes.
In the event that I go comatose, I have some things I needed to watch. I have all my intentions for all future technology laid out in video form in the event that I cannot respond.
Never put me in a teleporter.
Yeah, that's basically the whole video.
Yeah, I do see why it could easily be suicide for yourself. And that would be unfortunate. You know, it's just lights out. And then how do you know? You never know. Because you're...
Well, that's the thing. I'm afraid that I would know somehow and it would be too late. Like, because we haven't figured out consciousness yet. So,
yeah.
What if when you went through the transporter, you actually split your consciousness and then the part that didn't get put back into a body was like in the sunken place forever or something?
Yeah. Here's a question. If teleportation existed, we've determined that you wouldn't try it because you'd be afraid of the suicide problem.
I'll modify that by saying I'll try it if they figure out consciousness and we can get your brain up into the cloud like consistently and we all agree that like like your experience transfers from your physical body to when you're in the cloud.
Right.
Like we have some sort of, I don't know, test or verification.
Yeah, I don't know how you would determine that.
Yeah.
But... say it did exist and we hadn't figured out the consciousness problem. You go on vacation, you refuse to teleport, you're like an old school, you know, a flyer. People still fly.
Mm-hmm.
You get to your destination, but you wish you'd brought your dog along.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put him in the teleporter?
Ooh. Yeah, fuck it.
Cause it's no different to you, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's the question of whether you're a terrible person or not, whether you're a sociopath.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it's a different question than yourself. It's sort of the same question as would you clone your pet? Well,
like if we're now in a world where people are taking teleporters all the time, but I'm an opt-outer because I don't believe that it's the same person coming out the other side.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden my relationships become very weird because I'm now like living with mostly people that I don't believe are the real versions of them. So
well, you'd have to get over that though. Yeah, you'd have to just accept.
You'd have to get over it and you probably would put your dog through it.
Yeah.
Cause you'd just be like, oh, well, everybody else is a weird like meta clone. So
yeah,